Yep.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Guys Who Think They Know Ball. I'm your host, Leland Harrelson, here with the genius co-host, Davis Troutman. We're excited for this episode. We have week four of the NFL. We're going to be going through every game. We're going to skip last night's game, the Thursday night game with the Seahawks Cardinals. We'll get into that on our Sunday or Monday episode, breaking down week four. But without further ado, let's jump into it. The first game we're going to talk about in Dublin, Trout, 9:30 a.m. kickoff, Vikings Steelers. These are both 2-1 teams. They've looked good. Vikings came in last week. Carson Wentz, man, I saw a funny stat. I don't know if you saw it. So Carson Wentz's last game he played last year, Chiefs Broncos. Everybody in the AFC needed the Broncos to lose. They won by 38. In this game, Carson Wentz comes in last week and he wins by 38. Look, you've got this is crazy 2025. You've got Carson Wentz and Aaron Rodgers showing down. But I mean, we'll see. This could be a close game. I think in my opinion, I'll dive deeper into the players in a second, but I think it's gonna be a battle of defenses for sure.
Yeah, it kind of feels like all of these international games tend to be a little lower
Yeah.
scoring. There's not been enough of them to really say
Tough
that
for
they would
those
happen
fans.
again. But yeah, it seems like they're always getting kind of the short end of the stick with some of the games they watch. But I think this one will be a defensive game. You look at what the Vikings defense did last week,
Yep.
just with
And what they did to, well, never mind, not true. The Falcons kind of tore him up a few weeks ago, but.
yeah, they're coming in hot. Wentz looked good. Justin
Yep.
Jefferson had his most productive game these of the short season with Wentz at quarterback.
Jordan Mason looks really
He
good.
did
Guys, we
pretty
talked
good
about
with
it earlier. You know, we kind of called that
2016.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
We were concerned when he went down. I mean, I didn't think he'd hit IR. That's why they went out and got him. Jordan
Yep.
Mason looks really good. Bell Cow, they don't even need to work anybody else out.
Nope. And they didn't last week
No.
at all.
Last week may have been a little bit of a difficult one to judge, though, because of the fact that they won by so much. But if you were gonna go. Who do you think wins? Look, we've got Minnesota as 2.5 point favorites. We've got a really low total, y'all. 40.5. Like we said, I mean, I think that the game will end probably somewhere in the 21-17 range. If I had to guess, I'm actually, you know what? I'm gonna go with the Steelers. Just because I think that they're going to find a way to expose Carson Wentz. I think that the Vikings offense is definitely the better of the two offenses as far as like skill position players go. I don't know if you've seen Jaylen Warren popped up on the injury report randomly.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't see
he's
that.
got a knee issue. He's like a definite questionable.
So Caleb Johnson, here's your possibly yet another chance to not screw up,
Well,
take
it's
advantage.
well, I'll be interested to see. So let's just say if Warren doesn't go,
It's still not Johnson getting the most
it should be
touches.
Gainwell. He's not really the type of back that I think that they use like that, but he should watch it be Trey Sermon. It could be.
It could be.
If Warren goes inactive, I think Sermon traveled. Sermon will get activated. He could literally work in over Caleb Johnson. Look, you're gonna need a big game out of DK Metcalf. You're
It's
gonna
hot.
need two both of these tight ends to step up, Jonnu, Pat. But I think that defensively, this defense, the Steelers defense has struggled. I think they get right this game. I think they hold Minnesota to 17, 20 or 17.
Yeah, I'll take the Vikings.
Okay.
I think the Steelers haven't been getting much out of the big play this year.
No.
And against a defense like the Vikings, where you're having to take short gains all the way down the field, I don't think that's really going to be able to last a full four quarters against Minnesota. Rodgers, I mean, he's not throwing, he's not taking shots. He's just not been Aaron Rodgers that we're used to in the prime.
I think
Really
it's over
low
now.
depth of target. He
Yeah.
doesn't have got the guys really to be those reliable guys. To take the shots,
And I think
but
it's
it's gonna
that
be tough against this defense.
DK actually by himself is not a recipe for success. This roster is still lacking. I've talked to some Steelers fans out there, not all of them, but some of them that have said they think that they can definitely make the playoffs and make some kind of run. I think they could if they make some moves before the deadline, but it's not there yet.
No.
All right. If there's any player on either side of the ball that you want to step it up, Trout, or that you expect that you would like to see have a big game, that they, if they have a big game, that they could really boost their team.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't completely answering that type of question, but I am excited to see if Jordan Mason can keep things rolling. I mean, we saw in a limited sample size in San Francisco, like, he was pretty he was a really good running back.
Right.
And the Vikings, obviously, like we talked about, brought him in to do the same thing here. And so I'm excited to see if he's able to keep that momentum going.
I'm going
to
go
I think
with,
he will.
Yeah, I think that he will. I think that's a great one. If he plays well, like, I think if you look at the box score and Jordan Mason went off, I think the Vikings win this game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with – I could go with Pat Freiermuth. I'm going to go with Jonnu Smith. I think that Jonnu Smith gets a score this week. I'm not calling like a jet sweep or anything like that, but I think that he scores. I think he needs to, like I said, the weapons are just not there. That's a guy that they're going to have to, that sounds so gross to say that, but it's a guy they're going to have to lean on to some extent if they want to be better. So that will be a close one, low scoring affair. We'll see how that goes. All right, up to the 1 o'clocks. Chargers, Giants. We have the 3-0 Chargers versus the 0-3 Giants. Giants are making a switch this week. I assume everybody's seen it. Jackson Dart is in the seat.
Already.
We've got Chargers 6.5-point favorites. I think that's fair. 43.5-point total. I'll say about the Russ benching, I don't like it. Personally, I think that it's a bad decision. We see this consistently. I mean, if Dart comes in and he is not who they want him to be, then what do? I mean, you've got Jameis on there still. I mean, I have to assume that he's going to get traded. Maybe not, but why is he there?
So it's such a weird quarterback room. I have no idea.
I don't really understand the reason for benching him this early, especially because of how well he did against Dallas. Mm-hmm. Daboll hates him. We've known that. He wanted to make the switch after week one.
Yep.
So it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense why they've assembled this room the way that they did. You would have assumed, I mean, it's not like they're paying them a lot of money, but you would have assumed that they would have spent their time in roster positions elsewhere versus Russ and Jameis. So Malik Nabers, he'll look to get back on track. He had his, this was his first time, Trout, since being in the league, that he had under 42 yards last week.
Really?
So, you know, as far as like, I mean, he's set for 62.5 this week. I think Nabers, Chargers, they're missing Khalil Mack on defense. I think Nabers gets right this week, but I mean, we'll have to see with Dart. Dart may not be that good, but we'll see.
No, I mean, in this week, you can't expect him to be. He's playing a good team. He's joining a bad team. I'm interested to see, because Cam Scadaboo obviously had his kind of mini breakout game last week, and he was really involved in the passing game, really just because they didn't have anyone else to.
Could be a Russ thing, though.
Right.
Tracy's out 2 to 4 weeks.
I'm interested to see if he remains part of the passing game with Dart.
Watch Devin Singletary somehow work in. Like,
weirder things have happened.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely had him as a three. He wasn't terrible last year before he got hurt. He's not a terrible back. He's definitely on the older side now. I honestly, everyone right now is, it feels like on the internet, is like Cam Scadaboo, Cam Scadaboo, Cam Scadaboo. He is like the guy. When I watch him, I mean, if you guys watch the game, the guy just, he lowers his head and just runs through people. Now, he's very good at that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I personally think there's a reason he had a fourth round draft grade on him. I think that's the right spot to take him. Now, we see those fourth round guys every year. It feels like now someone finds a gem. I don't know, to me, if he profiles as that gem.
Yeah. We're both kind of, we've talked about him. We're both on similar pages with him as far as I could see him giving them good production in a down year, and being probably near the top of the rookie leaders in just from a numbers perspective for them. But again, like, we don't, neither of us really see a long term or even like medium term
He's
kind
not
of
the guy.
big breakout for him. I would love to be proven wrong because he's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would enjoy it
What about
while we're able to
the
watch.
Chargers side of the ball, Trout? I mean, Quentin Johnston. Look, I told you last week, Sean Payton, you should have listened. Johnston, he goes, he only had 90 yards, six catches, 90 yards. He didn't have a touchdown last week. He still is catching his bombs. He's getting involved, intermediate.
Breaking
He
tackles.
breaking I mean, he looks so good.
Yeah.
It is so funny how all the haters have gotten pretty quiet. Even in I saw someone, I mean, and I was even saying it, but I saw someone comparing Marv to QJ last night, and it's kind of like, well, it's not the insult that it used to be, man. This guy, I mean, you've seen the clips. Now, Surtain says, did you see the clip of him toasting Pat Surtain last
Yeah.
week? Apparently, it's like a trail technique, something like that. I don't know. He looked wide open in the corner of the end zone. He looks really good. Keenan Allen looks like he's 26-year-old Keenan Allen with Philip Rivers. Ladd McConkey, he's been slow. I can't remember the name of their tight end.
Aronde
Yes,
Gaskin, he had his debut.
he looks like he could be good.
Yeah.
Amari Hampton, I think it's safe to say he had a breakout game last week. So as we, you know, as we look at this is a fairly young team other than Keenan. The line looks bad. I think that they easily walk away with this one. I do not think that the Giants stand a chance.
No. And just real quick, we covered the offensive side of the ball. On defense, the Chargers. Derwin James, obviously a guy that everyone knows is one of the best, if not the best, at his position. But Dion Henley, their middle linebacker, he's the captain on that defense. He's kind of quietly become one of the best linebackers in the league, I think. He made a couple big plays, I think 2 weeks ago. So I wanted to give him kind of his
Well,
credit
they're
because
going to
he's
have
been
to step it
playing
up,
really
Trout.
good football linebacker.
Khalil Mack is going to miss some time.
Yeah.
Dislocated elbow. I don't know the return on that. It looks
I'm not sure.
nasty. I don't know if he actually hit IR. I'd have to double check. Regardless, he's going to miss definitely some time with that. That's going to hurt the pass rush. But again, I think that they handle this one. Giants, or if I had to just choose one player, I mean, I already talked about neighbors. I talked about Ladd a little bit. For me, it's for the ch what I want to see from the Chargers to say I firmly believe this is a top contender in the AFC. They have to get the run game going. You know, you lose Najee for the year. Omarion has not looked bad himself. That line looks really rough. So I think that they get up. I want to see them be able to run the football because they cannot only pass.
This was an O-line that obviously had the injuries. They've been questioned a little bit coming into the year. They've had kind of mixed success. They're going up against a Giants front that's really talented, one of the best in the league. And so this will be kind of a litmus test on what to expect and really if they're able to take it to that next level. Yeah.
All right, enough said there. We're gonna roll over to, and this is so crazy. Well, not that the Titans are 0-3,
Yeah.
but that the Texans are 0-3. I'll say this. We are just a few guys, two guys who think that they know ball. We're not saying that we do. We think that we know ball. We said from the beginning we were concerned about the Texans. Offensively, I'll say it again. It doesn't look like a roster that is there. You've got probably the worst offensive line in the entire league. You've got CJ Stroud, who at this point, I don't think. Call this a hot take, whatever. I don't think that you can put CJ Stroud inside of the top 12.
No.
And, you know, after the clip resurfaced this week, you know, after his rookie season, CJ himself was already putting himself in the top five. And I think a lot of people were too. If you played Dynasty, I mean, he was a top quarterback. So you literally got CJ Stroud, who is a about average quarterback right now. I'm not saying that he's terrible. And you've got Nico Collins. Nobody else. This team cannot score, but they are 7.5 point favorites against the Titans this week. Get this, a 39.5 point total. That's low.
Yep, it's probably the lowest all week, and it should be.
I do think Texans get their first win. They get to 1-3.
They're in trouble.
They're in severe trouble. You've got undefeated Colts, 3 games ahead. You've got the Jags already beat you, and they're 2-1. The Jags don't look that bad. They don't look good. They don't look that bad. But the Texans, they're in a serious, serious hole. I don't see them. I don't think there's. It would take a miracle for them to make the playoffs, in my opinion.
We're at the point of the year already where this game is a must win for
Yes.
Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute must win.
Divisional game. Got to do it. Yeah, I mean their defense still continues to look great. I think Stingley is. I don't know if he's gonna play this week. I think he's still hurt. I could be making that up.
I'm not sure.
Don't worry about that. But it's definitely one that if I'm a Texans fan, I want to see my offense score 24 points. I want to see them score 30 points.
Yeah.
I want to see them somehow be able to run the ball. I'll just touch on the Titans really quick. Calvin Ridley looks terrible. All the Titans fans have been raging. Calvin Ridley is getting paid $92 million. I don't know if you saw. Did you see the glasses his receiver coach has him wearing? Did you?
Yeah.
They have holes like this big. Calvin Ridley, catch the football. I'll say this. I think Calvin Ridley can be really good. I think if there was a player who has started off really slow and I think could turn it around, and we look back and we say, oh, wait a minute, this guy is a good wide receiver in this league. I think you could look back and you could say that Calvin Ridley is that guy. He's struggling mentally. He's just dropping the football. But I think that if they're going to have any success, he's going to have to step it up.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly who I was going to talk about. Just with the slow start, you've got a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward who's not made all the right plays, but he's, you have to be optimistic and
Yeah.
excited about what he's done for some of the big plays and big time throws he's made. But right now we've just been seeing Elik Iyemonor kind of
He looks great.
as the only kind of connection that Cam Ward has kind of started to develop. And I do think this week Calvin Ridley. If there was gonna be, if there's a time to break out for him, it's now.
Well,
They need it. And yeah, I think it's time for him to start rolling, and I think it will.
I was going to say too, I mean, we've talked about Cam Ward. The box score continues to look poor,
Yeah.
not great. But the fact that he's getting it done with Chig Okonkwo and Elik, pretty much just them, to me, that's pretty encouraging. Those are
Yeah.
not, by no means are those household names.
They're not going to be his top two targets forever.
No. So,
Hopefully.
yeah. So I think if I was talking about somebody to watch, I said it last week. I'm going to say it again. Now he's getting a little more traction. If you play fantasy football, he's getting added in your leagues. We still have no clue about Joe Mixon's status. I think that he's out for the year. Not a guy that was super high on in the draft process, but Woody Marks.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb is slow. I think he's going to get slower. As the year goes on, I think they're going to get even more fed up. I'm not saying that you can run with this O-line, but Woody can catch. He's beaten out their longtime receiving back. Woody's taking those snaps. I think he got up to a 48% snap share last week. He could break 50 this week. That could be a guy that possibly gives them a little bit of juice.
Yeah, I like it.
So, yeah, I mean, there's not much more to say about it.
2-0 and 3
Yeah,
teams.
it's
One of
tough.
them does have more talent than the other is the Texans, and I think they get their first
All
win.
right.
Just simple.
Here's an interesting one. Commanders Falcons. Something happened to Terry McLaurin this week. I don't know if y'all have been tracking it, so we still don't really know. On Monday, they came out and they said Terry tweaked his quad. It should be fine. On Tuesday, they said he's going to go get a second opinion.
Yep.
On Wednesday, they said we don't think he needs surgery.
It's been pretty concerning 3 days if you're a Commander fan. That and the news today that Jaden Daniels will be held out of the game for the second straight week.
I
That's
think that's
something that
precautionary.
I think it
Because
is when
Mariota, you
you're
called
playing the
that.
Falcons.
You called that. He
I
looked
said
so
last
good
week,
last week.
Marcus
I was
Mariota
wrong.
knows how to win football games. He won last week, and I'll call it right now. He's going to win another game
Wow.
this week. I think there's plenty of teams in the NFL, maybe not plenty, but that could benefit from having Marcus Mariota as their quarterback on a weekly basis.
You can't argue with what they did last week.
No.
And, all three of the running backs are working in. It's a functional team. They're spreading the ball around. Ertz continues to be involved. Debo was a little bit quieter last week. But yeah, Mariota looks good. And I think with Jaden, I'll go back to Terry in a second. I'm not concerned about Jaden.
No.
I think what they're doing is they're saying, well, why on earth would we risk our mobile quarterback, especially if you think Terry's going to miss some time? Why would
Right.
you worry? Why would you risk playing Jaden Daniels this week? You don't need to.
You get the win last week and you kind of start viewing it a little bit as playing with house money.
Yeah.
You don't expect to win with a backup ever in the NFL. You win one game, you do it again. If there's any concern, any risk, it's like the Packers last year having to play Malik Willis for an
Right.
extended period of time. He got he
Kept
won
winning,
some
so
games
let Love get
against some weak
healthy.
opponents. They just kept doing
Yeah.
it and it paid off, getting Jordan Love back and more right than he would have been. He played that year a little hurt.
With Terry though, Trout, somebody said to me earlier, oh great. Well, he's just out this week. Dude, I don't know. It was speculated the guy could it, when we're talking about potential surgery for your quad, I'm really concerned about the guy.
Yeah.
I hope that he's okay. He's a great talent. I hope that he comes back. Maybe we were overreacting. He's not going to hit IR, but we'll see how that
It's
impacts him
something
throughout the
that
year.
could, yeah, that could kind of linger.
Yeah. So I do want to talk about the Falcons, though.
Yeah.
We said, or I said, I think, last week, we're talking about the Panthers Falcons. This game will tell us more about the Falcons than it will about the Panthers. And that is still my stance.
Oh, yeah.
Panthers blow out the Falcons 30-0. If you look at the box score, the Falcons doubled the Panthers in yards. They had more time of possession. Crazy. It looks like if you looked right at the stats, they would have won the game. Falcons didn't even get inside the Panthers 30 the whole game. Michael Penix, dude. This guy is cheeks. Is my honest take. Michael Penix, man, what are you doing? They came out this week, Trout, and they said, the reporter's obviously asking, are you going to start Kirk Cousins?
Yep.
I assume that they want to win. They're 1-2. They're in third, essentially bottom of the NFC South. They're in third place behind the Panthers. That's terrible. And the question is, you're paying Kirk, who knows what, $50 million this year. You're going to start him over Michael? The answer is no. Kirk lost his job last year. We're
Crazy thing to say.
standing with Michael. This is his team. So I'm not entirely sure that I like that. I don't think that that is good for this team in any way.
I'm not surprised that we have a listener out that just peeked his head in. I'm not surprised that they go back to Penix, but I was a little surprised with what Raheem Morris, how he answered that question.
Yeah.
You never want to see your head coach kind of take a bit of a low blow at
Yeah, what the heck?
such a veteran player like Kirk Cousins, who
He's
took
had a
his
great
Who
attitude.
took his benching as well as anyone possibly could. So I
Kirk
thought that
lost
was
this team
pretty
last
weird
year.
to see him say.
Well, look, the reason I'm so hard on Penix too, I watched the whole game. The guy looked so bad. I don't have to say it too much, but also, man, he's really old. And you lose a little bit of grace for these younger players that are actually like 26. So, I'm also going to go with the Commanders on this one.
Yeah.
Atlanta is 1.5 point favorites. They might get right. I mean, they fired some of their staff this week. They already fired the receiver coach. They fired, I think, like their passing game coordinator.
Yep.
So,
TJ Yates is their passing game coordinator. They fired their wide receiver coach, and he's going to be taking on those responsibilities
okay.
as well. Yeah.
Well, I don't blame the wide receivers in that one.
No.
But if I'm a Falcons fan, I'm in full panic
Oh,
mode.
yeah.
Full panic mode. Yeah, they can't start 1-3 with this team. From a Drake London perspective, I've shared this stat with some of my friends. On In games where Michael Penix has started, Drake London has only finished a top 18 wide receiver on the week one time. I might want, I mean, for a guy that's supposed to be breaking out and becoming an alpha, he got locked up by J.C. Horn last week.
And that's not a good matchup for anyone.
But, no. Yeah. But you see my point.
Yeah.
You know, you have to step it up to an extent. Obviously, your quarterback's not helping you, but that's enough hate on the Falcons. Is there anybody on the Commanders other than Mariota that you think needs to step up?
Not necessarily that needs to step up. I think it's just an interesting storyline to keep watching what the Commanders do with their backfield.
Yeah.
You saw McNichols break off a big run that I think I saw the handoff was actually meant for Bill.
Oh,
and,
really?
And it turned the wrong way. And McNichols burst one through the 60-yard touchdown. Yeah. You've got Chris Rodriguez working in, getting some pretty good usage. So just – and it worked for him last week, having three backs kind of rotate in and out. I think that's what we'll continue to see, but it is interesting to see if one of them does happen to.
Yeah.
I think it would be between Bill and Chris Rodriguez that could. I don't see McNichols like
no, he's
bigger role really than he has. Maybe four.
He's a good guy to have as your running back four on the roster.
Yeah, but something to watch for sure.
Yeah. All right. Man, another tough one here.
One that probably doesn't need a ton of time spent on it.
Yeah,
because it's the Saints and the Bills in Buffalo. The Saints, for anyone looking for heavy underdogs, are plus 900, according to ESPN Bet. That's probably as steep of an just odds as you'll.
But there's no chance they win. None. Yeah.
They're 14.5-point underdogs.
You never see that in the NFL.
Yeah, I made the mistake last week of saying that I thought the Saints as a 6.5-point underdog
would
cover. I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm probably just wouldn't advise betting on this game, but don't take the Saints again. The Bills are going to win this game soundly.
I think that this is one of those where Josh Allen is out of the game in the third quarter.
James Cook. Time.
Yeah.
Yep.
But really, I mean, the Saints are so bad. I'll just highlight one thing on the Saints.
Yeah.
I don't think Rattler is playing that bad.
They're being very conservative
with
him. And part of that is probably Chris Olave. Chris Olave's been just an intermediate short guy, and he's been getting a lot of work, but they're not taking shots. They're not moving the ball. They're not.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing.
Shaheed.
Yeah,
that much. But yeah,
he's a deep ball guy. He's just not. I mean, he hasn't hit one yet this year. Yeah, he doesn't really. Rattler doesn't really push it down the field. Then, and when he does, it's normally the worst time too. I saw one last week where he's scrambling to the right. He's pointing at his guy to like go deep, and then he throws it across his body straight to a defender for a pick.
Yeah.
He's done – what I mean by that is he's done fine for what we've expected for him.
For the most part, with the exception really of that play, he's been taking care of the ball, which is
when you're down that much,
bare minimum, that's what you need him to do, and he's done that. There's not like
– they'll win. They might win three games.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
They're bad.
They're bad.
You're right. Well, Saints-Panthers could be a fun one.
That will be a really fun one. There'll be two showdowns. Like, that's enough of this game.
Yeah.
Bills for sure. A really fun game, in my opinion. Eagles-Bucks. The Bucks, I don't know if Godwin is going to play. I think he's trending to. But I do think they're getting Tristan Wirfs back this week.
That's huge.
That is huge for them. If you've watched... So, some people have talked, probably unwise people. They're saying as Bucky Irving kind of regressed in efficiency... They're missing three starting offensive linemen. They're missing Wirfs, who's one of the best at what he does in the entire league. So they get him back this week. That is a huge if he does suit up. That is a huge, huge positive against a very strong Eagles defensive line. Eagles are 3.5-point favorites. We've got a 43.5-point total.
Is this the game, Trout? We said last week the we thought the Eagles were going to get cute. They were going to be down. We were right. Is this the game that they try and be cute again? They try and stall out a little too much, and they can't stop the heat of the Bucks in the second half.
Yeah, we both took a chance and rolled the dice with the Rams last week, and everything we said, getting an early deficit, all of that, and having to come back, ended up happening. And the Eagles, to Jalen Hurts' credit, he started actually throwing the ball down the field a little bit. AJ Brown finally got involved with a couple big plays. So to his credit, he did mount that comeback. They got a little lucky at the end. We were a little upset about that because we wanted to be right. But
They definitely got lucky. I mean, I think our call was right. If you don't block the field goal at the end of the game, the 40-yarder, you lose.
all that to be said, I'm gonna say the exact same thing this week. I think the Bucks are a really good team. I think, yeah, just I
Does
think.
it affect your choice though, Trout, knowing that they won't have Mike Evans?
A little bit is
Let's say Godwin doesn't suit up, they
if they
don't
don't
have
have
Mike.
Godwin or Evans, then I might probably roll back on that a little bit.
Yeah.
But if the offense is near full strength, then I think this could be a dangerous one, especially in Tampa Bay. I think this could be a game that the Bucks win and start off 4-0 and get a massive lead in the division.
I mean, they would essentially win the division if they win this game already. I'm gonna go Eagles solely because I don't see the Bucks starting 4-0. I don't. I mean, I think last week might have been a wake-up call for the Eagles, saying, I hope that it is for Sirianni. I know if you're an Eagles fan that you have to be always frustrated during those games about how cute they kind of are. So we'll see if that is. I mean, I do anticipate them with those long second half drives, but if they don't come away with points, I think they lose. But I just think, to me, this is a Devonta Smith game to me. I think that the Bucs are a team that they're going to sell out, stop the run. They're normally pretty good at it. Vita Vea in the middle, they are good. I think that someone is going to have to step it up in the pass catching. We said it was a Goddard game last week. He had one catch. Now he did score a touchdown. It was like, a 30-yard touchdown. But I think we look and we see Devonta Smith. I think we look to see him get more involved. Stay more involved.
I mean, it has to feel good. Jalen Hurts says all the right things. You know,
Yeah, he
he says he's
does.
here to win. He's not here to get the stats. AJ Brown says the same thing. We're winning.
He's got to
But
be crashing out on the inside,
it
man.
did have to feel good.
Yeah.
It for all of them, just to see, hey, like
Oh, we
our
can.
passing game actually can work if we try it.
Yeah.
And so I would like to see actually the Eagles kind of come out of the gates throwing the ball a little bit.
They haven't run the ball as well,
No,
which is a little interesting.
but they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh my word.
Browns
Browns,
Lions.
Lions. We'll be quick. Lions, they're back. Were they ever gone? I don't think so.
No.
If you thought they were, then that was just a bad take. I don't think that we ever. I think our reaction week one was that, oh my word, this Packers defense is really good. That was the only proper reaction to that
There
week one game.
was nothing, there was no panic about the Lions for us at all. They proved that everyone who stuck by them was right to do so. This offense looked unstoppable last week. Now, the Browns defense looked incredible against the Packers last week.
They, dare I say, they are the best defense in the league.
I think they are. I mean, Myles Garrett is for as good as all the other edge rushers are in the NFL. I think Myles Garrett stopping the pass, stopping the run. And then you got some guys around him with Schlessinger. He had at least 1.5 sacks on Jordan Love last
Yeah.
week. The Browns as a team had 7. It looked the Packers as a unit, their pass blocking grade on PFF was the lowest in any game by any team since
And it's
2021.
not a bad line.
It's a little banged up of a line right now, but it's a line that shouldn't be getting that type of grade. I think they had a 15 passing grade on PFF.
That's crazy.
And it's, for those who don't know, it's 0 to 100, where you don't, like, bad is 40, 45. That's bad. 15. The Browns defense mauled them all game long.
I heard somebody say this week from in fantasy football, if you're looking for buy low candidates, you should try and buy low the week after someone plays the Browns.
Yeah.
Because they're, especially running backs, it's just going to be tough.
You don't do anything against them.
No.
It's a shame they don't have an offense, because if they did,
I know,
they would be an absolute powerhouse.
Imagine they win this game. If they win this game, Browns, there's no way. I'm going with the Lions. I'm definitely going with the Lions. Yeah. 10.5-point favorites, 44.5-point total. That's still pretty low, especially for a Lions game. That's got to be one of the lowest of the year for them,
yeah,
for sure. Man, there's some low totals around the league mm-hmm. this week.
Honestly, I think...
Do not say Browns.
No, I'm not saying Browns.
Okay.
I'm doing the exact opposite of that. And I'm saying, I actually don't think the Browns defense
holds up
against this Lions offense.
Yeah.
The Lions just seem to just be that team that you can't really contain, that drops 50 on anyone. I'm not saying they're going to drop 50 on Cleveland, but the spread, what was 10.5?
Yeah,
I haven't been good on my recommendations on the spread this season on this podcast, but I'm going to plant my flag as the Lions are going to win by double digits this week. And yeah. I think they just take care of business.
They should.
Roll through them.
They should. All right. Oh, I'll make one note. Quick. Judkins, he looks really good.
He does.
He looks like he's completely won the backfield. There were a few Dylan Sampson truthers out there after week two. You've been laid to rest, my friend. That take is not here. It is Judkins' backfield 100%.
If you play fantasy, this is the lowest price you'll get Quinshon Judkins all season.
And probably someone who owns him realizes that it's...
They should.
Yeah, they probably... It's going to be pretty tough to move him.
But they might not.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. He looked good.
Yeah, he looks good. So, on to the next one. We'll go Panthers... Patriots. The Pats are 5.5-point favorites, 42.5-point total. That line is definitely implying that this was a fluke by the Panthers last week. Vegas is saying that. I don't... Here, you go ahead.
You can go.
Well, I think that the Panthers looked better on the defensive side of the ball. They looked so much better. I can't necessarily say that's not because Penix was so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, this is still, to me, a bottom three defense in the league. Now, pass coverage, as far as what they're giving up to receivers, is not so bad. So I think that it's going to be tough for them to move the ball through the air at times, but not to the tight end. And if there ever was a chance for Trayvon Henderson to have an early breakout, to me, I'm looking at this week. A lot of people in fantasy that drafted this guy in the fourth round, that's looking like the worst pick of the draft, by the way. Patriots, look, Ramondre fumbled not once, but twice, one of them on the goal line last week. He lost him the game.
Yep.
Antonio Gibson also fumbled. And then, then the snaps go to Trayvon. Vrabel has been very, very vocal that Ramondre, he still has full faith in Ramondre. He wants the ball in Ramondre's hands. Ramondre has been super critical of himself.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him, but he needs to hold on to the ball. If Trayvon does get more looks early and he gets hot early, this could be a definite breakout game for him.
Yeah. And just staying on the same side of the ball, Hunter Henry is still Drake May's favorite target.
Yeah.
He had himself a day last week against the Steelers. Obviously, they lost a close one, a pretty unfortunate one, where it came down to that fourth down that DeMario Douglas wasn't able to pick up the first down on a play they probably could have.
He ran backwards.
Yep. If he had
what caught a terrible it season for
Bob backwards, so it's been rough. And he's someone that I know I have. I don't know about you, but I've really you know,
you thought he could take over as the guy.
Drake May came in, and there was immediately the reports that Drake May and Pop had like that connection, that he was kind of going to be his guy. I'm still hoping that we can see that kind of get unlocked a little bit, but it's been some tough things to see. And Hunter Henry had two touchdowns, a lot of yards. Like it wasn't just the touchdowns. He was making plays all across the field, and that's just a reliable guy for Drake May.
He looks really good. He's the only, in my eyes, Patriots pass catcher that I have full faith in. And I also think in Drake's eyes.
Yeah.
I said last week I was thinking that Diggs could get going. He might have slowed down, man.
Yeah. I need to look more into what
he's not what done he's much.
Looked like.
Yeah, I mean,
what routes have been.
I haven't watched enough Patriots ball.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say on the Panthers, Chuba Hubbard's banged up.
Yeah.
He popped up with a calf injury. Rico Dowdle worked in a lot more last week. That's something as a Panthers fan that I actually want to see. I've been consistently disappointed in Chuba's pass catching ability, as he's not a bigger back. He's like your average size back, but his pass catching is inexcusably bad for his size. Xavier Leggett is still hurt with a hamstring injury. I think the front office is looking to trade him. I don't know what the heck you're going to get for him. I don't even think you can get a fourth.
I don't think so.
I don't think you can. Anyways, he's hurt, quote unquote. So, you know, if the Panthers win this game, then we're having a whole nother conversation, because there's some level of hope.
Yeah.
If they lose, they go to 1-3. That's probably about where everybody thought they would be, maybe 0-4. But if they win, you know, obviously the eyes are still on Bryce Young. Still a banged up O-line. They need to be able to run the ball. Tet McMillan, I think Christian Gonzalez is going to be good to go this week. That will be his first real test. Can he beat a true corner one? So we'll find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a must win for both of these teams. I mean, mainly more for the Patriots. I think people have a little more hope in them. They could be outside possibly to make the playoffs. You drop this one, it's not good. Nobody wants to start 1-3.
No.
Especially for these teams. Over to the Jags and the Niners, Trout.
Yep. The Niners have a little bit of, I mean, they're already banged up as is. Juwan Jennings is questionable. He might come back this week.
I think he does.
Ricky Pearsall also has come up as questionable this week. I'm not sure how much of a concern that is, but
that's not good.
Yeah. So he's questionable right now. That's something, especially tomorrow, hopefully we kind of get a better picture of. But Pearsall looked great last week. McCaffrey had 100. Yeah, 10 catches.
He's last a top week three target leader.
For 90 yards or so. And so they squeaked out that win against the Cardinals.
Which I called.
Which you called, which I thought the Cardinals were going to win, but that's all right. Mac Jones did just enough. One touchdown, one pick. But outside of that, played a pretty clean game.
It's looking like they have Purdy back, right?
I think so.
I think he's trending, yes. He's trending, yes.
That's huge to get him back. Get Juwan back. Still need Kittle, but this team is starting to trend up a little bit. They're 3-0. After all this, there was a lot of concern.
They
all
the injuries, really
they're 3-0. At the end of the day, yes, but they're 3-0 in the National Football League. And
yeah,
through those injuries, it's very impressive. They play a Jags team that's probably been better than some may have thought. They're 2-1.
I don't think they're a great team. They lost the Bengals.
It should be a weekly thing at this point.
Yeah.
Just asking what we're going to see out of Travis Hunter this week. There's been people saying, I think we talked about this last week, there's been people being very concerned about Travis Hunter. I just want to see how he gets used.
I think maybe if you're mad that you took him in the fifth round of your fantasy draft.
Yeah. From a more just football perspective.
I wouldn't be concerned from a football
perspective. I've seen people write articles like, what's going on with Travis Hunter? It's like
what did they expect
going on necessarily with Travis Hunter?
No, he's a rookie and he's definitely not disappointing.
And he's in a role that's never before been done in the modern NFL.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
it's gonna take time.
Touch and feel and seeing how things work.
I'm not concerned about him.
No.
I am a little concerned about the fact you traded your first away next year. But sure. Him as a player, I mean, but that's not on Travis Hunter.
No.
That's on the Jags. So, you know, him at the pick that he went, I think it's a great pick. The fact that you moved up, you traded a first next year to move up two spots, I don't know. I'm going with Niners here.
I am too.
Okay. I just, man, Shanahan's so good. He's a really good coach. Been able to win with Mac Jones. I you know, 3.5 point favorites for San Francisco, 46.5 point total. It's a little bit higher. This Jags defense could struggle. McCaffrey, he's going to score. McCaffrey is going to score. I think if they get Juwan back, I think you could watch for Juwan Jennings to have a blow up game.
Yep.
So
that'd be huge for them to get.
Enough said here. Texans definitely need the Jags to lose. That's for sure.
Colts Rams.
Colts Rams. This will be a really fun one.
It should be. I think.
How about Danny Dimes?
Danny Dimes is a guy that we spoke highly of after 1 week. Yeah. A lot of people weren't willing to jump on the Daniel Dimes bandwagon, the Indiana Jones bandwagon.
Well, they were
but
wrong.
we were in the first seat in that bandwagon. And
we're staying on it.
It's that reason for me that it pains me to say that the Daniel Dimes bandwagon
gonna beat the Rams
ends tonight. Ends on Sunday.
But seriously,
it's been a great ride. I think that's a good team. I'm not saying they're not gonna have a successful year.
That lead up, Trout.
I think I'm temporarily stepping off at this station, and the Rams are gonna take care of business.
Okay, so you're not saying that you think that Daniel Jones falls off himself. You're saying that you think the Colts get their first loss, to clarify.
Or
you
I think also that
Jones
think
really
he,
struggles.
I think he struggles this week. I think he throws two picks this week. And that pains, it hurts me to say. It hurts me with everything. But
do you think this is something that will continue throughout the season?
It's going to be a minor setback for an even greater comeback.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first.
But this week, the Rams, the Colts are the fun story of the season so far in my eyes. No one thought they'd be 3-0.
I'm happy for them.
Daniel Jones gets thrust into starting position after an Anthony Richardson unfortunate just situation. No
this
one
is
thought
good
be
for there. AR, though, in my opinion.
Was it?
Well, actually, that's not true.
It sucks for Anthony Richardson.
It sucks for him to not be playing, but I don't think he should be playing.
Right.
It's more what I mean. True. He's still so young. Is he even 23 years old yet?
If he is, he's a young 23.
Yeah, so like... Yeah, they're not really like he's not really learning much from Daniel Jones. Never mind. Ignore what I said.
He's
there.
He's getting some proof of concept that these weapons can.
I think it's better for AR to not be making mistakes. For him to stay in the NFL, I think it's better for him to not be on the field. That's actually what I mean.
Yeah.
But I mean, AR is looking like the exact version of Trey Lance.
Yes.
So sorry about that. I think Rams get it done too.
Yeah. On the Rams side of the ball, Puka Nacua looks like he might be the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say he's the best wide receiver in the NFL from a talent perspective, but this dude is as productive, if not more productive than anyone else. And pairing him with Devontae.
It's nuts. It's
Devontae,
cheat code, man.
It's been a little weird because, you know, Devontae's, he's had some big plays. He scored a touchdown, obviously, last week. It's been harder than I thought it would be for Stafford to get him the ball. He's had a lot of targets. I wouldn't even be surprised if I looked at it and saw that the completion percentage to Devontae was under 50%.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And so it's been, I mean, obviously Stafford is able to and will make a throw that most quarterbacks wouldn't even think of trying.
Yeah.
So obviously he's fitting into tight windows, and obviously Devontae Adams is able to make those plays better than anyone else.
If you're looking for somebody to step it up in this game, who do you see? Either side.
Let's see. I'm still
want to see Tyler Warren score a touchdown. I do.
I would like to see that. Another thing, just on the other side of the ball, the situation with Josh Downs is a little interesting. It's starting to look like he might just be kind of the odd man out on this offense. You got Pittman. not getting insane targets, but being very productive on the targets he does get. Tyler Warren obviously breaking out immediately.
Yep.
And Alec Pierce being
he
is.
I think he has a concussion.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. But Pierce had been kind of what he is as the deep ball guy. And Downs last year, I think, had like 90% route like run rate. I think that means out of the snaps he was on, or out of the full snaps of the routes run, he was on in for 90% of them. That number is down to in the 50s.
Really?
So his just not even target share, his route share has decreased a lot. He's not getting used much.
It's got to be the fact that we go from last year with Mo Ali Cox and replace him with Tyler Warren.
Right.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
So
Downs is a guy that I was really high on coming into this year.
He could
year.
Still do it.
He still could.
The talent is there.
The talent's there. The opportunity hasn't been, though, yeah. So far.
All right. We'll go over to the most interesting game and really important game of the week.
Yes.
We have the Ravens-Chiefs both at 1-2. Derrick Henry has blown the game. I just hate to say it. I feel bad for him. He's literally lost in the game back-to-back weeks.
Yep.
It's a must-win. Well, not necessarily.
It's not a must-win for either team, but
it's a must-win to feel okay. You don't want to start to – no matter who you are, you don't want to start at 1-3.
Yeah. You dig yourself a big enough hole, it's hard for anyone to get out of. Either – whichever team loses this game will more likely than not dig themselves out of the hole pretty easily.
Yeah, that's true.
But
Chiefs get Worthy back.
A lot tougher. Yeah.
Worthy's going to play.
Worthy back is
that huge. Should help a lot. Yes. You don't have to rely on Tyquan Thornton as your wide receiver one.
Who looked?
He looks good.
Good.
Look, he's a I've said this before. He's a guy that I've been tracking since the Pats drafted him like 3 years ago.
Yep.
Really good prospect. I think he's out of Michigan State. Super fast. But he hasn't done anything and now he looks good. His hands are good. He's a guy that I think that he deserves to be the wide receiver three once Rashi and Worthy are back. I'm not even kidding. You know, we know Juju. Hollywood, unfortunately, Hollywood never really figured it out.
Yeah.
He's going to have blow-up games here and there, but not really. Travis Kelce, though, he looks like complete dust. This guy's moving in slow motion, man. Yeah.
One thing I will say, circling back to Tyquan Thornton,
yeah.
So a moment in that game that stood out to me was the Tyquan Thornton. It looked like a touchdown on first glance, and
yep.
It was a drop. And then the very next play, Mahomes has the trust to go back to Thornton on an even tougher play, and he makes that catch. So that's big. That this is a wide receiver room. They get Worthy back, but he's still like we don't. He's not proven to be like able to be the guy. He probably fits a lot better in as a two, as a slot. It's kind of a supplementary kind of piece in a good offense.
Yeah.
They don't have any guys that Mahomes necessarily is able to trust to make a big play. And I thought it was pretty big. Tyquan Thornton early in the year kind of stepped up for that challenge.
I've heard someone say, Trout, that the tough part about Worthy coming back too, he's one hit away for being done from the season too.
Yep.
So I think Thornton comes back to be a name later on in the year. You know, this team, they're going to make the playoffs probably. He could be a guy that they will rely on a little bit
right
down the stretch.
I think you get back to full health, your regular depth chart. You have Rashee Rice, you have Xavier Worthy, you have Tyquan Thornton. If that can be the three and all three stay healthy, stay out of trouble, stay progressing.
Yeah.
Mahomes will be able to. Mahomes has looked good. That offense that's been pretty lackluster, especially for their standards, will be back on track just in time for when they need it.
So over to the Ravens. Look, they've lost to the Bills. They lost to the Lions. Heartbreakers. They blew the 16-point lead or whatever, 15-point lead against the Bills. Then they really could have beaten the Lions.
Yep.
Derrick Henry fumbles. Game over, pretty much.
Yep.
Now you got the Chiefs. So if, you know, these, to me, I'm going to go with the Ravens because these are the games that in the regular season, the Ravens have started slow before. Lamar wins these games. I think it's an Arrowhead. You know, the Ravens are 2.5-point favorites on the road. 48.5 point total. And I think we could actually see a little bit of sneaky defense. The Ravens defense has looked really bad. I could see them getting a little bit back on track, especially because the Chiefs just can't run the football.
No.
For the Ravens, I think they're getting likely back this week. Mark Andrews had a blow-up game last week.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that. No. I think that Andrews' prime days are long gone. I think that he – nah, that's my take. I think that he struggles a little bit mentally when he lost in the playoffs single-handedly last year. I could be wrong about that. I saw a stat for fantasy. Mark Andrews has never had more than like 5 points against the Chiefs ever in his entire career. He just really struggles against them.
Yeah.
So that being said, after all the hate I just said, I think if he does what he did last week, they get Zay Flowers more involved. That's going to be a key. I'm sure you're going to talk about that. But if they get Andrews involved, they get Zay involved, Derrick Henry holds onto the football, Ravens win this football game.
Yeah. I'm not buying the Mark Andrews full comeback. I'm not buying into fantasies, anything like that. But he's clearly got at least a little bit left in the tank. We'll see how things kind of normalize with likely coming back. If that goes right back to being kind of the split that it had been.
Are you Ravens or Chiefs?
You know what? I'm Chiefs.
Are you just doing that to disagree? Or
I like Patrick Mahomes at home.
I think
99 times out of 100.
Okay. I disagree.
Not only against the Ravens, but
Trout, we've got limited time here. We've got four more games because it's a doubleheader on Monday night. We'll go to Bears Raiders just really quick. I'll go with Vegas. I'm going with the Raiders. Raiders are 1.5 point favorites, 48.5 point total. That's pretty high. Bears defense. Someone had said last week to me, Trouty, oh, this Bears defense is pretty good. This Bears defense is terrible.
They're not good.
They're not good at all. And I just think that Max Crosby is going to give him a really hard time. I don't think that line holds up. Bears, they got to find a way to get Loveland involved, man. I think he's banged up now. But also, you know, Luther Burden caught some bombs last week. He could be a guy that ends up breaking out. Why is DJ Moore? What are we doing with DJ Moore?
It's a weird one. Roma Dunze has really had a hot start, broken out. It's been great. 4 touchdowns already, I believe. It's confusing the lack of involvement that we've seen from DJ Moore. Luther Burden, you know, had that big play. It came off a flea flicker. For what it's worth, Ben Johnson has 1,000 more plays that can probably result in the same type of thing.
Right.
And so they're trying to get Burden involved in creative ways. I would like to see them try to get DJ Moore involved in creative ways.
I would like it. I think they're going to trade him, though.
You do?
I think they trade DJ. Oh, actually, this, you know what? I did just remember. I think they trade him this season. Yeah, that's my take.
Okay.
We're going to play this back in week 7. DJ Moore is going to be gone. We called it. Play the DJ Moore highlight clip.
Boom.
But I actually just remembered they could be the Bears. I'm 100% going Raiders. The Bears could be without Kmet and Loveland. They're both like on the, I think they're on the wrong side of questionable this week.
Yeah.
So
Ben Johnson's a
good luck. Good luck helping out against Max Crosby, Trout.
Yeah, that
he could have 2 sacks.
That really
this week.
Could get ugly.
It could.
I don't think the game is going to get ugly, but
no, it's going to be a close
Max
game.
Crosby
on the Raiders side of the ball, Trouty. I think this is the week that Genty could get right.
I agree.
He could get right this week. I'm not saying that he goes out and blows up. He's been disappointing so far. There's no other way to put it. He's been disappointing. I know that they're losing by heart. It's tough. They got blown out by the Commanders, and then they also played the Chargers. He hasn't looked great on his touches, though. So,
yeah. This is a defense overall that isn't one of the better in the NFL. So this is a chance for Genty. It's not been, especially last week, it wasn't necessarily a lack of opportunity. It wasn't the weird usage stuff where they're giving Dylan Laub, however you say it.
that made no sense.
The work where they're giving Zamir White the work. Genty, and it's not something I was necessarily concerned about. Rookie running backs, they get going.
Eventually.
Unless they're lost. On pace, yeah.
But I don't think he is.
He could get involved. I do think Jacoby Myers also has a pretty big week. This is a secondary that's
Or is it really, Trey Tucker?
Really hurting. Trey Tucker had 154 yards, I think, on 8 catches and 3 touchdowns. Don't.
That's pretty crazy.
Don't spend your fab
on him. Don't spend a dollar of fab on him, Trouty.
This is secondary. We talked about it last week. Missing Jalen Johnson now for the season.
Who do you think takes it home?
I'm with you on the Raiders. Okay. I think this – I mean, it's a 1.5-point spread. It could go either way.
If you have them as a dark horse to make the playoffs, they had at the beginning of the year they did. I don't know about right now. But if they are going to still do that, they got to win this game.
Yep.
So, Packers-Cowboys, I'm going to turn this over to you, but I just will say, guys, CeeDee Lamb's going to miss extended time. They put him in at running back for one play, and it looked like – I mean, it's just an ankle – some sort of high ankle sprain.
Yep.
The clip looks so bad.
It did.
And then, of course, CD tries to come back in the second half for one play. And it's like, oh, it doesn't work. Yeah, of course it doesn't work, man. His leg was like that. His ankle was like that. No chance. Packers get this one done.
The Packers lost a tough one in Cleveland, a game that they 100% deserved to lose. They had to get pretty creative on finding a way to lose it. But they were – Rashid Walker – an offensive lineman for the Packers before the week 3 game said something along the lines of, I don't see how anyone beats us all year. I think we're going to go undefeated. That is a terrible thing to say. And if that is not the most fitting
loss just following that
karma for saying something so stupid and foolish, then I don't know what is. That being said, Packers play the Cowboys. They go to Dallas.
6.5-point favorite.
Micah Parsons, his family will be there because Jerry Jones did not refund the suites that he got for this season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So petty. He's so petty.
Yeah. The Packers are going to take out all of their anger on the Cowboys. Micah Parsons, and I say that, Micah Parsons.
We know you're listening.
2 sacks minimum. Give me 2 sacks. You've done great things for Rashawn Gary. He actually leads the NFL in sacks right now at 4.5. He's the sole leader. But it's time to get yours, Micah Parsons. I think the Packers kill the Cowboys. And I know I'm a Packers fan. I'm biased. This Cowboys defense, teams have been doing whatever they wanted against them. Russell Wilson, who just got benched for Jackson Dart, threw for 450 yards on them.
Matthew Golden breakout game, maybe.
I think it's a Matthew. I agree. I think this is the Matthew Golden game. He did have he had one deep play.
Yeah,
on the right sideline that
could have been 99.
Really could have been a 98-yard touchdown. I think he gets involved. I think everyone gets involved.
Yep.
I think Wicks. I think Dobbs.
Kraft.
I think Kraft. I think
Jacobs. 2 scores.
Why not? I think
Packers are going to win 50-0.
Packers win by so much that we see Luke Musgrave coming in and making an impact. It's going to get scary in Dallas. I'll be in Dallas for that game, hopefully among some Cowboys fans. I'll be wearing my Packers jersey and thanking them for Micah Parsons.
Wow.
I think you're right too. Sack.
All right, Monday night doubleheader. This is a fun one. 0-3 Jets versus the 0-3 Dolphins.
I don't even want to talk about
that. Yeah, we'll just give our picks, man. Look, both these organizations, they're really struggling, like we said, from week one. McDaniels, man, he doesn't win this one. He's out. Apparently, he's got a long leash. That's what they said. Yeah, right.
That's what they all say.
Yeah.
The week before it happens.
Dolphins lose. They lose their coach. I think they lose Tyreek. That's my take. I think that they will – oh, just really quick, did you see what Tua said this week about Cam criticizing him?
Yeah.
Tua, man.
This dude's, at the end of the day, Cam Newton's won an MVP. You don't have to agree with him, but just ignore it, Tua. You don't have any leg to stand on right now.
Has Tua ever won a playoff game?
I think so.
He's been to the playoffs once.
Yeah.
And he's got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yep.
And a chain.
And for that reason, Tyrod Taylor comes out victorious.
I think Fields is going to play. Is that change of take? Jets getting their starting quarterback back. Does that make you think they'll lose?
First off, I'd like to apologize for not knowing which quarterback was playing in this riveting Monday night game.
Well, he could play. He's trending like he would. He's got 2 full practices. And
this week.
That
for a concussion
actually does make me marginally more concerned about the Jets. And I'm not saying that just as a joke or, you know, like I've talked about Mariota, I like a good, reliable backup quarterback.
Yeah.
When the other option, well, not
at least he gets the ball to Garrett Wilson.
He does. Yeah. I think regardless of who plays quarterback, I think the Jets win on the road against Miami.
I think it's Miami. Miami looked good against the Bills at times.
They did. They looked a lot
more. You sure you wanted the Jets? Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
Okay.
I said week one in our original episode that the Dolphins were on the fast track to having the first pick in the draft. They are now 0-3. They are about to get the sole possession of the lead of the tank on Monday night.
Okay. Well, last one, try.